CX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot, and here we go again. Senate Democrats are ready to reject a government funding bill today, again over health care. Vote number 10, if you're counting. Democrats say they're not going to budge until they get a guarantee on continuing the Obamacare subsidies. They run out in a few weeks in most states. When that happens, Democrats think voters will demand Republicans enter into serious negotiations. This is the Congresswoman-elect from Arizona.
The problem here is that this is not something a can that can get kicked down the road. People right now, today, are getting letters about the increases in their health care premiums going forward. So this is not something that we can put off.
Adelita Grijalva telling ABC's Start Here podcast she's still waiting to be sworn in and thinks Speaker Johnson is stalling, knowing that she'll vote to release the Epstein files. An alleged victim of Jeffrey Epstein is suing the Bank of New York Mellon and Bank of America, claiming they failed to report suspicious transactions. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The federal government has been shut down for more than 2 weeks now, and that could impact Wisconsinites facing hunger. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues.
Data from Feeding America shows 1 in 10 Wisconsinites and 1 in 6 Wisconsin kids face food insecurity. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is reportedly planning to cancel $1.5 billion going to Wisconsin companies for clean energy initiatives. A leaked document from the Department of Energy shows they're planning to cancel about $16 billion approved last year by the Biden administration. That money was set to go toward companies and projects with clean energy goals. Harley-Davidson was set to get $89 million to develop electric motorcycles. Madison-based nonprofit Slipstream is supposed to get almost $12 million for multiple projects, including making some Madison buildings able to adapt to their energy needs. And Wisconsin Power and Light is supposed to get $50 million to upgrade the electrical grid in rural areas and $30 million to build a first-of-its-kind powered storage system in Columbia County. Governor Tony Evers has written a letter to the Department of Energy pushing for them to keep these grants and loans. He says these projects build energy independence and create jobs, all while advocacy group Energy Innovation found that the average Wisconsinite will pay an extra $300 in energy bills each year by 2035 because of Republicans' big, beautiful bill passed in July. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Game three for the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers battling to advance to the World Series next week, continuing tonight in Los Angeles. Second baseman Bryce Turang on Milwaukee being down 2-0.
We know where we're at and we know what we got to do, and I trust these guys in the locker room to figure it out. And we got a good group of guys and we've fought all year. So I think heading to LA, I mean, we know what we got to do.
How tough have the Dodgers pitchers been? The Brewers, Jake Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are dialed in right now. Seems like you can go an entire game without seeing a pitch over the heart of the plate. So obviously it's tough. But that being said, we got to take it with upon ourselves to try and do something to disrupt their timing and get them a little bit more uncomfortable on the mound.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-4. And it doesn't get any easier. They host Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the nation, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday in Madison. The Packers are in Arizona on Sunday against the Cardinals at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few isolated showers around today, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-60s. An isolated shower possible tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, but warm for mid-October on Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from WXCO in Wausau, Wisconsin for their open house. Chad Holmes from XCO is along, as well as Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area on Politics. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, Madison, living side by side with Sandhill Cranes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Think about Stephen Miller. I mean, Stephen Miller clearly is the one pushing the tactics at DHS, at CBP, at ICE. He's clearly the person that is aiming to have Donald Trump become an authoritarian leader. And I wish that, people could, at least recognize that Stephen Miller is bad for the country, and he is abusing the fact that Donald Trump has diminished capacity.
Did you see Trump said everybody loves Stephen Miller? Everyone in America loves him. Okay. Hey, speaking of love, you know who everyone does love? Lonnie.
That's right.
Mr. Jody Hamilton, Lonnie yeah. Paul, yeah. Fantastic musician, our new camera operator. Let's see, who's this one? JD says, hey gang, Lonnie is killing it on cameras. The show feels a little fuller, more interactive now. I love seeing the crew's faces as they speak. Keep up the great work, Lonnie. All that, and he's disturbingly beautiful, too. It's really a lot. Christopher, who said, speaking of Stephen Miller and others, I heard when they gave Trump his scheduled colonoscopy, they found two polyps, some hemorrhoids, and most of the Republican Party. Who said that?
Dr. Shrinker.
No, the best comedian in this girl.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
I'll stick with you, baby,
for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Wait. Just announced 1 minute ago. Do we have fans? Dana Goldberg named to the 2025 Out 100 list. That's
yes.
A big effing deal.
Thank you so much. And if any of the step heads voted or wrote in or anything, I'd love you guys. I love my community. I'm super proud of this accolade. And I know you've also been on the list in the past, Steffi. I mean, there's some important people on there.
Yes, and now
Icon is Niecy Nash this year, but there's like Dochi, Rosie's on there, a bunch of athletes, storytellers, journalists. It's awesome.
Now
everyone trying to make the world better.
I'm on the over 100 list now.
There you go.
When you hit 100, then there's a whole new list.
Sure.
They just start over.
Yeah.
All right, Dana, very proud of you, honey, as always.
Thank you.
That is fantastical. Wait, where was my... Oh, hang on. I have my other Dana Goldberg cheat sheet. It is. This list is a huge big deal. Oh, for God's sakes, I lost my Dana sheet. Okay, anyway, hi. Happy No Kings weekend.
Happy No Kings weekend. I'm actually going to be in Minnesota. I've got an HRC gala this weekend. I'm working in Minneapolis. So I'm going to be downtown. I have a feeling I'm going to be smack in the middle of this No Kings rally in Minneapolis. So just everyone be safe out there. But this is going to be the biggest protest in the history, one of the biggest protests, I'm sure, in the history of this country.
Yeah. Ezra Levin said, go to a No Kings rally. What do you see? You see moms and grandmas and kids and dogs and many signs and dancing and happy displays of opposition to the regime that are foundationally nonviolent. And on the other end, you've got a regime that's led by a guy who cheered the January 6th insurrection. And they are clearly terrified of this weekend, aren't they?
Absolutely. This, I mean, the amount of people, the masses, I mean, you're going to see some scrambling probably after this of them trying to, you know, there's going to be more pressure on states from Trump to change the maps for the midterms. And by the way, if you're in California or if you know someone in California, tell them to vote yes on 50. I already voted. This is how democracy stays alive and how it works. We are putting it up to the people, not like Texas that just decided to push these maps through. So we're doing it the right way according to our Constitution. But remember to get out and vote yes on 50.
And by the way, very special announcement for the show tomorrow. Speaking of voting rights and what's happening at the Supreme Court, that's legitimately terrifying. Andrew Johnson will be on the show tomorrow with Frangela in hour three. So we're going to have hopefully a great discussion about voting rights. He's been in the trenches for forever. So hold please. The Trump administration officials, David Pakman says, Bessent, Sean Duffy are desperately trying to suppress turnout at the No Kings protest this Saturday by scaring people about repercussions. It would really upset Trump for there to be a huge turnout. That's what they're afraid of. They're trying to make this look like, I mean, being compared to, I don't, what are they saying? MS-13, mm-hmm. They're all terrorists, Antifa, this, that. I mean, a huge nonviolent protest is scaring the bejesus out of them. Because
absolutely. You know who won't be at the rally, though, is the girlfriend of the founder of Antifa, because apparently she's been arrested. So she won't be there. I mean, it's just absurd. It is absolutely absurd that with a straight face, they're like, we have arrested the girlfriend of the founder of Antifa. There's no founder. There's no office. It is an ideology. It's mind-blowing, though, that the people out there believe that someone has actually been arrested in conjunction with Antifa.
Yeah. Oh, it's all astounding what they believe, right? That Joe Biden sent the FBI in to infiltrate January 6th when he wasn't president to apparently stop his own certification. So that makes all kinds of sense.
Right.
You posted open the government, swear in Adelita Grijalva and release the Epstein files. You are a coward and a pedo protector. You posted at Mike Johnson. I mean, it's so ridiculous, all the different excuses he keeps trying when everyone knows it's because of the Epstein files.
100%. And he's the one that literally a week ago was like, I'll swear her in whenever she wants to be sworn in. No. Right. You clearly won't. This whole debate with Hakeem Jeffries and Johnson, I don't think Mikey's going to show up. I think he's talking a lot of bravado.
He actually backed out this morning.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. See,
did.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Because he does not have a leg to stand on. Brendan Boyle, our favorite Weeblo from the great Commonwealth of
Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mike Johnson, a few years ago, there was a trend people might remember called quiet quitting. Well, Mike Johnson and the House Republicans have decided to do their own version of quiet quitting. They've decided just to cancel session, period. They canceled session 3 weeks ago. They canceled session 2 weeks ago. They now canceled it last week and this week. There is clearly no strategy there other than, just pure sheer laziness.
Yeah.
We've been obviously talking about this young Republican story. Santiago Mayer, our other stem cell besides Bella, said the young Republican story makes sense once you remember these folks are repulsive to women and are making their inability to get laid into everyone's problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's of course like rape is hilarious. And it's just it always comes all together, doesn't it? The anti-Semitism, the misogyny, the homophobia, the racism, it's always, right? I mean, it's like clockwork.
Absolutely. And the defense of these text messages, what, 2,900 pages that released of these horrible text messages, and J.D. Vance's excuse felt very Brock Turner. Very Brock Turner. Like, he's young, let's not ruin their life. Some of them are 40.
These
aren't young people. These aren't kids. Stop calling them kids.
Right.
That's what their narrative is. That's what they're doing. And then people are like, they're just kids and the locker room talk. No, these are adults.
Yeah. Yeah. The introverted hiker said J.D. Vance says he refuses to clutch pearls over racist and genocidal texts sent by young Republicans. And he was totally cool with clutching pearls over people pointing out how literal racist quotes from Charlie Kirk. It's clear by now that blatant racism is not a red line for any Republican leaders. I mean, it's true. Just quoting Charlie Kirk's racist thoughts was, you know, grounds to get you fired, deported,
literally,
you name it, right?
Grounds to get you fired. I mean, it's absurd. It is terrifying, too, because this, unfortunately, is the future of the Republican Party. And if Republicans were actually had any good members left, they would be now denouncing this as loudly as they possibly can. The party's gone. The Republican Party is gone at this point. I don't know if it can be revived.
Yeah.
I have no idea if there's any life in it, but it is gone now.
Right. It doesn't surprise you that this is what's in the pipeline. This is what's in office. These are the leaders of the party from, Trump on down. One last one from Santiago. He said rank-and-file young Republicans are more upset at the guy who leaked their leadership's Nazi group chat than they are at their leadership for being in a Nazi group chat.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the thing. It's just, once again, Dana, they're just sad they got caught.
Exactly. There's a very distinct look to many of these people.
Yes.
That's all I want to say. I'm not shaming anyone, but they're very white. They don't look very healthy. Some of them look closeted. It's very interesting. It's very interesting, the demographic.
Yeah, I'm always like, oh, that's the master race? Okay. Well, the other thing is, we're told this is part of, why Trump won the brosphere, the manosphere, the whole alpha male thing. And I just, meanwhile, big balls muggers evade prison sentence, get probation. The two teenagers who beat up Doge employee Edward Big Balls Korstein were able to avoid jail after pleading guilty. One was a 15-year-old girl.
Sorry.
One was a 15-year-old boy. We do not condone violence in any way.
No, I'm just saying, we do not.
This is the alpha male party that got beat up by a 15-year-old girl. And
okay. Literally.
Okay. I apologize for my...
Sometimes the jokes just write themselves, Steffi. You don't have to feel badly about delivering the news. It's just the facts.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Okay. By the way, who posted this? I saw footage of Pete Hegseth defending his press mandate, whatever, this morning. Hegseth looks like he's gained between 20 and 25 pounds since he took office. How does that jive with his no fatties policy? I mean, poor Chris LaVoy, who had to shop in the Husky department of Sears.
Uh-huh. Still scarred by that.
I feel bad for these seven members of the Texas National Guard. They were forced to do the walk of shame back to Texas. Did you see this? Seven members of the Texas National Guard were sent home following their deployment to Illinois for failing to meet fitness standards in the aftermath of viral photos.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Because they were photographed getting out of that van, looking like they did.
Right.
They were sent home.
Wow.
Right.
Yep.
Numerous social media users poked fun. I had not heard Operation Desert Storm, but I have heard... I have heard Meal Team 6 and Gravy Seals, but
yes.
I had not heard previously.
Yes.
I think Operation Desert Storm might be my favorite.
That's new. Wow. Speaking of which, I don't know what's happening. Even Donald Trump saying something true every now and again. What's happening? Is he alternating with Marjorie Taylor Greene? He roasts himself over his unattractive beach body. I'm like, wow, a little self-awareness.
No, what he was doing is he was insulting Joe
Biden. He was using
it
to insult Joe Biden,
yeah.
Right. He said, I like to be like my... Oh, he was asked if he would go to where? To Egypt? To the beach or something?
Something.
Argentina. Yes, Argentina. He said, I'd like to be like Biden. I'd like to go to the beach. You know, my legs are not quite as thin as his. My legs are slightly heavier. Yeah. The cankles and all. My arms are slightly larger. My body's a little bit larger than his. I'm not sure it would be appreciated at the beach, but I'm not going to take a chance. You won't see me in a bathing suit. Oh, praise Jesus for small favors. Dear God.
Well, he lives at the beach in Florida, but he's never been on the beach?
No. You won't see me in a bathing suit sitting on the beach in Argentina, falling down and not being able to lift a 3-ounce chair meant for old people to lift, and he couldn't lift it. Oh, see, he was spinning into a... By the way, this is all untrue. I don't know. Do I need to say that? Okay. So he had a problem. He spent too much time on a beach. Someone told him he looked good in a bathing suit. You'd see a guy on the beach all the time. Viral video of Biden's beach visit shows no evidence he had trouble lifting a beach chair. But okay, Can I just say, when he was speaking in front of the Knesset, he's bashing Biden, he's bashing President Obama, he's bashing Hillary Clinton.
He's a disgusting human being. He's asking for a pardon for Netanyahu in front of these, and then people are cheering. It's just,
yeah,
ugh,
yeah. And meanwhile,
so I have to say, ugh,
yeah, ugh. So it's a whole mishpuka, isn't it?
It is.
All right. 19. Oh, no. Listen, she's all aglow from her new listing of the Out 100.
Oh, wouldn't you be?
Yes.
You were insufferable.
I was back when I got it.
When I got it back
in 1932, I was, woof. I almost threw my petticoat off. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock, because you need some more nonsense in your life.
No.
God. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals can forge your signature on just one document, get a fake notary stamp. Who knew about that?
What?
Pay a small fee with your county. Just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Uh-huh.
Then you get a collection or a foreclosure notice, and you're like, what the? Have you checked your home title? If your answer is nah, you need to do something about it right now. I partnered with Home Title Lock. You can find out today if you've already been a victim. Go to hometitlelock.com/Stephanie. You get a free Home Title Lock, a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Hometitlelock.com/Stephanie.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zipa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway,
keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zipa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there, behind it, and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zipa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zipa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zipa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Living in the shadow of the Capitol Dome means we take our democracy seriously. And our fun even more seriously. From State Street shenanigans to lakefront leisure, Madison marches to its own drum. And so does 92.7 WMDX. We are the soundtrack to your beautifully complicated Wisconsin life. Real news, great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Play that funky music, why?
Girl.
Yeah.
Lay down the boogie and play that funky music till you die.
Yes. And tomorrow, the Blackest Hour in Radio.
Yep.
With Frangela and Andrew Johnson, and we will be talking voting rights and important stuff. Christopher, who said comedian?
Andrew Young.
Andrew Young. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Andrew Young.
Andrew Johnson was the president.
I'm old. Okay. Who said comedian Dana Goldberg is an expert at harnessing the power of humor for good, having spent years hosting high-profile fundraisers to benefit the LGBTQ plus community, in addition to speaking, spreading cheer at her stand-up shows this year as the co-host of the popular political podcast The Daily Beans, has been helping organizations like Lambda Legal combat discriminatory executive orders such as the one banning transgender service members, and developing performance projects that center queer stories. Who said that?
Milton Berle.
No! The Out 100 who just named Dana Goldberg. One of them.
I love so you, Stephanie.
Proud
Thank
of our
you.
Little girl. So proud of you. Kate in Wisconsin, you're on with Dana. Hey, Kate.
If I could only be Dana Goldberg. Oh.
Right?
If only
no,
we
Dana,
all could.
First, Dana, first of all, congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Well deserved 100 times over.
Thank you, thank
secondly,
you.
Secondly, our mutual friend, Dina Marie, Dina. Nina Martinez is running for assembly.
Love Dina.
I know. She's running for assembly in Madison, so support her if you can.
Right.
And thirdly, to anybody going to the King's rally, take an American flag. I just bought a bunch of them.
Yeah.
They're little handheld ones. I'm taking them to hand out. It's our flag, too.
Yep. Yep.
And honestly, I fought for it. I get to carry it.
Yep. That was our first drop, wasn't it? Stephanie Miller drop, taking back God,
yep.
taking back the flag,
taking back America,
and all before breakfast.
Yep.
That's right. Bring an American flag so they don't go, oh, it's only Mexican flags, and, rainbow flags. Chris, who said Goldberg says that like other artists and storytellers, she's empathetic by nature, and although it takes resilience to get up each day and still make the world laugh, she's driven to reach communities who look to her for levity and hope. Who said that?
Toadie Fields.
No, the Out 100 magazine, who just named Goldberg.
This is the best morning.
But wait, there's more. Who said to those seeking to strip away LGBTQ plus rights, her message is one of defiance. You will never take our joy in our fight. We will continue to throw bricks and rechalk our crosswalks, and we will be louder and more outspoken than ever. We will dance in the streets, tell our stories on screen, and continue to show the world we aren't going anywhere. Who said that?
Sally Kellerman.
No, Out 100 magazine, who said these are the LGBTQ people making the world bolder and brighter.
Madison, more lakes, more bikes, lively politics, and WMDX.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests. And the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs. And so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball. And it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Ziemer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Ricalf Cavera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds into your Thursday afternoon and a few showers rolling through as well. Southeast winds on the light side, highs in the mid-60s. Shower chances this evening. Better skies will turn partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Partly sunny, upper 70s Friday. It's 57 at our studios.
The John and Gordy Show.
Charles Atlas.
Wasn't that on the back of the comic books?
Yeah, it was always on the back of the comics, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Atlas, the guy who got sand kicked in his face and he worked out and started beating up all the other strongmen on the beach? And, you know, at the time, there weren't a lot of people that were in that kind of shape. Guys didn't have six packs back then. I think they were proud just to have a kind of a smooth stomach.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome, where it's hard to control your leg, and you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. What broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid this studio. We'll be dealing with. Oh, sorry. This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, we'll check in with Rocker with a Max Inc. preview of some great local music.
And don't worry, the UB John and Gordy Halloween costumes are going fast. Don't wait.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
It's not an option. It's...
I just want to speak directly to the president, which is that I will not be a mayor like Mayor Adams, who will call you to figure out how to stay out of jail. I won't be a disgraced governor like Andrew Cuomo, who will call you to ask how to win this election. I can do those things on my own. I will, however, be a mayor who is ready to speak at any time to lower the cost of living. That's the way that I'm going to lead this city. That's the partnership I want to build, not only with Washington, D.C., but anyone across this country. I think it's important because too often the focus on the needs of working class Americans, working class New Yorkers are put to the side as we talk more and more about the very kinds of corrupt politicians like Andrew Cuomo that delivered us into this kind of crisis.
Mondami on Fox News.
Yeah.
Who are, I'm sure, regretting they had him on because they created this boogeyman. And then they're like, oh.
Oh, he's actually churning.
They're like, oh, we kind of like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. God bless. And by the way, Jack Smith, I know you and Allison talk about this a lot on the Daily Beans, but God bless Jack Smith for speaking out. Here he is.
The idea that politics played a role in who worked on that case or who got chosen is ludicrous. And Andrew, you know, and this is another thing that I think if you're not inside the U.S. Department of Justice, the idea that politics would play a role in big cases like this, it's absolutely ludicrous, and it's totally contrary to my experience as a prosecutor.
You know, I hear him talk a lot.
Yeah, no, I know. And he talked about the Comey case. He said the apolitical prosecutors who analyzed this said there wasn't a case, so they brought somebody in who had never been a criminal prosecutor on a day's notice to secure an indictment a day before the statute of limitation ended. That just reeks of lack of process. I mean, Dana, first of all, they spent how many millions or whatever of taxpayer dollars on John Durham? I mean, you know, are they going to call John Durham and Bill Barr, who all said this is bull, there's no there there? James Comey?
I'm never going to call Bill Barr in front of anything right now with the Epstein files. Are you kidding me? Anywhere near the Congress? I could see him absolutely defy a subpoena.
Yeah. But I hope that more and more people, prominent people, will speak out about, we just cannot normalize what's happening on a day-to-day basis.
I think more people are. We've also have like airports that are refusing to play that garbage video from Kristi Noem. Like almost all of the major airports across the country are like, no, it's a violation of the Hatch Act. It's political. We're not doing that. And also it's BS. It's a lie. I love that some of the airports who are being forced to have it on mute and then they have music over it. Yeah. When some airports don't even have TVs in their TSA areas.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just people are fighting back. The fact that the journalists wouldn't sign that ridiculous thing that Hegseth wanted him to sign, you know, these major publications are saying absolutely not. There is still pushback happening.
Yeah, the Pentagon, we were talking about reporters walking out en masse. That's what solidarity looks like. I like the music over. See, back when I made my last disastrous romantic, when I thought Kristi Noem was hot before I knew who she was during COVID.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
See, that would work. I just put music over her. Don't talk.
But that was
you're pretty. Don't shh.
That was also her original face.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, speaking of the Pentagon, we literally have today in fascism every day, don't we, Dana? The Department of Defense is pressuring staff to watch or read Pete Hegseth's Quantico military address or else. Senior officials at the Pentagon have actively monitored staffers, pressing them to confirm whether they've seen the speech that Hegseth forced all of these generals to listen to in the first place. In some cases, senior officials asked for proof the underlings had actually watched it and made clear there would be reprimands if staff were caught lying or ridiculing the Fox News host's address. One staffer said, "We have other things we need to work on." Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
And another one said, "We're being forced to watch that MAGA garbage." I mean, but Dana, you're right. Like, every act of resistance, no matter how small, the fact that Fox News and Newsmax joined the Pentagon reporters in walking out, that was quite a visual yesterday, wasn't it?
Those are the things we have to see. It's even talking about when one, I know that sounds like I'm switching gears, but you've got a Republican representative in New York talking about how we shouldn't be attacking our trans community and how all LGBTQ people should be treated equally and that we should protect them. When you have those people within those parties that are just breaking off a little bit, it gives these cowards, and I would call them that, just a little more courage to come out, because then they don't feel like they're the only ones in support of the things that they should be in support of right now.
Yeah. This one we've been talking about all morning, but the Wall Street Journal reporting that Trump's administration is planning to install allies at the IRS to target left-leaning groups. An senior IRS official has already drawn up a list of potential target that includes major Democratic donors. George Soros, of course, on the top of the list. And by the way, Trump had recently said that he should be prosecuted with RICO charges because of their support of, quote, violent protests. I mean, once again, all lies, all BS, right? But that doesn't seem to be an impediment to prosecuting people.
No, it doesn't. But we've known this, that they're going to spew as much garbage as they can. They're losing terribly in the American public. I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah.
They're underwater in every single poll by double digits. They are going to do everything they can to try and claw their way out of this hole that they have put themselves in. The American people are done, and it's not just the Democrats and progressives and independents. There are Republicans that are sick of this garbage, too.
Yeah, and this is why they're terrified of this weekend, because
absolutely,
millions and millions of people are going to show why Trump has a, what does he have now, 36-37% approval rating. This is why J.D. Vance is out fear-mongering.
Because we have such a big problem with fueling political violence, we have to train the investigatory and law enforcement powers of the government to focus on that particular problem. We really have to retrain the entire government to focus on this left-wing violence problem. We're doing it.
Okay. It's just, we can say till we're blue in the face. The vast majority of the violence, of course, is right-wing. Right. By the way, I mentioned this yesterday, Dana, but legendary retired Pentagon reporter Barbara Starr, that's who it was, was talking about Pete Hegseth's latest, the crackdown at the Pentagon. And she just said, I think he's about to potentially run into a buzzsaw of trouble because reporters are going to continue to report whether they're inside the building or not.
Those reporters still have their contacts inside the Pentagon.
Yeah. And so, you know, every act of resistance matters, and I think it inspires courage in other people. Okay, I have a lighter story just about how disgusting Donald Trump is.
Fabulous.
Okay.
All right. I've never found, Dana, I don't know about you, I've never found a human more repulsive in every way.
Nope, me either.
Morally, physically.
Same page.
Politically.
He looks like a boil.
He's so gross. Okay, he, this is from, oh, his former, the RNC chair. He constructed his own mega McDonald's sandwich while eating from the fast food restaurant on the 2024 campaign trail, according to the RNC chair. He had hot fries waiting for him from McDonald's, and then he had a filet of fish, a quarter pounder, and a Big Mac. I think he combined two of them. Oh my God. He had to look like either who is it? Seymour eating in Little Shop of Horrors or like Jabba the Hutt or, oh God.
I'm on cholesterol.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, if you combine a filet of fish and a Big Mac, it is surf and turf.
That is the nastiest thing I have
imagine
ever.
Imagine what that looked like. Ugh. What it oh, and you wash it down with orange soda, so it's not like. Does it just disappear when it goes into his orange? Like, it just, yeah. Okay. The RNC guy said, I'm thinking to myself, how does a guy that's as senior as him get away with eating all this McDonald's probably on a consistent basis? Well, he's not getting away with it, Dana. Like I keep saying, it seems fairly clear to me. He's in congestive heart failure. He's had a stroke. He has dementia. I mean,
the ankles don't lie, Steffi.
Thank you.
He is not getting away with this. The ankles do not lie. The cankles, as they call him.
The cankles do not lie.
So he's not one of these people that orders a filet of fish, a quarter pounder, and a Big Mac, and a Diet Coke?
No, I was going to say, he's just, I guess he was like that. I'm just going to, go with the Fanta.
Full flavor Fanta.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. As Chris has said multiple times, Dana, he's just a timeshare salesman. He's just the most obvious con man. As liberals, as you always say, we have empathy, but I have limited empathy for the people that fall for his scams over and over again. Like the people that bought, I'm not sure how much empathy we have for this headline. Buyers of Trump watches rage that they were scammed. Rubes.
It's about time.
So just many kidding. Rubes. But this tells you how he got elected. You're just like, MAGA supporters who paid for Donald Trump watches are seriously ticked off. The majority of reviews give the company one star, with some people complaining that it's a scam.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, just so sweet.
Well, they're charging $800 for a watch.
They charge, they range from $500 to $3,000 per watch. Or $5,389 for the Ultra Mega Collector Set.
What does that include?
It doesn't matter. It's Ultra Mega. Don't you want the Ultra Mega?
It's still made of, like, chrome-coated plastic.
Yeah. Right. Here are some of the reviews. My daughter ordered a Trump watch, and after 5 months of waiting, have not received anything. It's a shame this company is not holding to President Trump's high standards. This was a present for my 80th birthday. Oh, dear. Another review read, do not order anything from these people. They took my money, then nothing. It finally dawned on me. Oh, dear. And that I was scammed. Avoid ordering anything from these people. Like, maybe like the Oval Office?
I can't.
They also say they're made in Switzerland. They're made in Wyoming. So Switzerland, but by way of Wyoming.
Wyoming has a robust watchmaking industry.
Yeah. Some of the line in the line sell for $100,000. Dana, how much sympathy do you have for someone that paid $100,000 for a Trump watch?
Hold on. Let me check my sympathy. Zero. None. There's nothing there. And I'm an empathic. I'm a sympathetic person, empathic person. Zero.
Yeah. Yep.
So when Marjorie Taylor Greene starts to make sense, is there something happened to the time-space continuum, Dana, where then someone else has to fill in the crazy? So you can always count on Representative Anna Paulina Luna, which is short for...
Lunatic.
Yes, from Florida. She boasted that she was going to publish Russian propaganda about the assassination of JFK. She said, I've received a hard copy of the report on JFK's assassination from the ambassador of Russia. We will be uploading as soon as we can. Somebody posted, this may be the stupidest thing I've ever seen a member of Congress do. Please give me your propaganda to publish for an adversary. And then someone else said, you're going to crack this case wide open. I know it. Zero chance the Russians are laughing at you. I mean,
wow.
they've become a party of Russian propagandists, you know, crazy conspiracy theorists, you name it, right?
Yeah. There's nothing to say. It's just craziness how this has infiltrated every part, it seems, of our country.
Right, right. So Ruben Gallego, who we are loving, we've had him on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a congressman, but he called Mike Johnson a pedo protector and a scathing takedown. I mean, I'm glad that people are just continuing to shine the light on the Epstein files, because that absolutely is what this is about, right?
Yeah.
He said, okay, first of all, you pedo protector, Speaker Johnson, it's Gallego.
Yeah. Johnson said Gallego.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, number two, for this last year, you've sworn in multiple Republicans in non-session while you guys were in non-session, and you finally landed on this excuse because your first excuse is, well, you know, I got to wait for the certification to happen. Then your excuse is, well, you know, I did it for other people because their family was in town. Well, Grijalva brought her family to town, and you still didn't do it. Then your last excuse is she deserves pomp and circumstance, and that still doesn't work because Grijalva wants to get sworn in and take care of her people. The fact is, you're a pedophile protector. You're protecting the pedophiles on the Epstein list. There's no denying that. Your idea somehow is us trying to make sure that 24 million Americans don't have their insurance rates premium doubled by stopping you from doing your job is just pathetic bull. And again, it's Gallego. I mean, again, I feel like, you know, I was saying I love the way Pelosi, you know, reacted to this MAGA reporter that tried to peddle this, you know, January 6th BS. It's just, I think Democrats are collectively getting a fighting spirit in a spine.
Well, Pelosi, I'll give Pelosi this. She's always had a fighting spirit, but I do think that should be the answer to every single reporter who asked a garbage question. Shut up.
Shut up. she's 85. She has, like, no F's left
done.
To give. Yeah. And on the other end of the age scale, we got AOC out there. On
the Senate Majority Leader is John Thune. He should be negotiating with Chuck Schumer. President Trump should be having congressional leaders in the White House. Do you see that every day? No, you don't, because they're playing golf and they're going to Mar-a-Lago, and the House and Republicans in the House have been on vacation for weeks now. We are here in Washington, D.C. We are ready to work. We are ready to strike a deal.
I mean, by the way, so who's the overly smiley Treasury Secretary?
Bessent.
Scott Bessent. Yes. Oh, he's the hot-headed homo we mentioned.
Yes.
Yeah. He's gotten in fisticuffs with more than one person, Dana. We're just saying.
Doesn't that surprise me?
He said Schumer's shutdown is costing $15 billion a day. They can keep saying Schumer's shutdown as much as they want, right? And it's not playing politically. So he said the current wave of investment in the U.S. economy is sustainable, is just beginning, while warning that the ongoing federal government shutdown is becoming a significant obstacle. He said Trump has unleashed this boom with his policies. Really? Is anyone seeing any evidence of a boom? Do you see a boom?
There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Yes. Bessent identified the government shutdown as starting to cost the economy about $15 billion a day in lost output. This is, Dana, they control all three branches of government. I don't think that's lost on people. Do you?
No, I don't think it is either. And I think that more people, like we said, like the airports and everyone else, that are like, we're not going to keep spewing this garbage that isn't true. That's a lie. It's a lie. And I think Democrats need to continue to do that. And when you've got Mamdani and people like that going on Fox News, find that as an opportunity to call out those lies and say, this isn't a Democratic shutdown, the Democrat shutdown. This is purely the Republicans. They can stop this anytime they want to.
Yep. Did you see Trump yesterday claimed a very wealthy donor has offered to pay members of the military during the shutdown? A generous offer he said he turned down for now. How much you want to bet, first of all, that ends up in his pocket?
Well.
Whoever it is. But it's all politics with them, right? I mean, there's some Republicans that just want to use the troops as a bargaining chip, for leverage against Democrats. I mean, they just don't care about people. I mean, it's so clear.
They don't. And I don't know how that happens to people, like at power and money, I suppose. But it is mind-blowing, the capitulation with him. And I think it was John Stewart that said, stop defending him. He is not defending himself. He is saying the quiet parts out loud. So either you're with him and you are agreeing with all of this, you don't have to defend him anymore because he doesn't need defending, or you're with us and you want to defend our democracy. You have a choice. You get to be who you want to be.
I mean... You know they cannot be for targeting of political opponents, knowing this the worm can turn on them.
Having the military,
occupy our.
That's
cities.
Why you've got right wing like podcasters saying, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa! Let's be easy with the censorship," because they know when the tides turn that we could take them off the air.
When Joe Rogan says of the ICE raids, "Oh, come on, have a heart," it's like, what in your experience made you think Donald Trump had a heart when you helped him get elected? Right? I mean, it's just the. Anyway, the people that are shocked, it's really... And then he's
that's the part I'm like, come on.
They're just... I mean, why are you're bothering regular people? Like, what do you mean regular people? Like, you know, that have been here 20 years. I mean, I can't. It's just they held signs, Dana, saying mass deportation now. What did they think that meant? I mean,
Yeah, but then again, yesterday he said that the Kings rally are going to be violent extremists.
Who
so,
said that? Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan. Oh, so don't hug him too tight.
Oh, God. Suck on that douche nozzle if you want
to. Oh, I'm not hugging Joe Rogan at all, so don't worry about that.
All right, Dana Goldberg, you know what? Because you're fancy and got on the list, suddenly you have to leave a segment early.
Hey, listen,
I understand how it is.
I got to go do the work of the reason I'm on the list. I'm flying to Minnesota to do the HRC gala on Saturday.
Go see Dana Goldberg if you can in Minneapolis. DG Comedy on all the socials, and give her a hooray.
Yes.
Give her a
go.
Atta
follow
girl.
Me on Instagram. It helps. It helps the algorithm. DG Comedy on Instagram. Go follow. Go like the post. Show Out Magazine. They made the right choice.
Yeah. Give her an Atta Girl on the Out 100 list. Our girl Dana Goldberg. Yeah. We love you
guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Dana.
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Oh.
I love this stuff. I tell you what, it goes right in my coffee. It's completely flavorless. You didn't even know it's in there.
No.
Right?
Right.
Could be like something in a Lifetime movie. Somebody slips something in there. You didn't even know it's in there, except this is good for you.
Like a mother, may I sleep with danger kind of thing?
No, this is the opposite. It's good for you.
Okay.
It is the best. Collagen, the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many of us are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. How do you think I'm going to bike 50 miles this Saturday and then march in no Kings rally for God knows how many 11 billion blocks, right?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping for the best collagen. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. helps you spend the most time in your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com.
The proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zepa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Tax fees may apply.
Green and gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales at WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Stephanie Miller. If you have a brain.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Wow. So Tom Holman now flat out denies taking $50,000 from an undercover FBI agent that was caught on tape.
Right.
I mean, I think that's what he said. I can't understand him, but I think he said that. That and buy a Fudgy the Whale is what he said.
Yes.
He's now flatly denying he ever took the $50,000 after his previous comments sidestepped that point. He had told Laura Ingraham that he did not commit an illegal act, but never said he didn't take the cash. So that's right. What we're going with now. So when the tape comes out, then what will he say, do you think? What will be the talking point?
Who was it that it was Maisie Hirono that said, well, I hope he if he kept the money, I hope he declared it on his taxes.
Yes. Hey, let's end on some good news. Trump's administration for now must stop firing workers during the government shutdown, a federal judge in San Francisco ordered Wednesday. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston issued the emergency order after federal agencies started issuing layoff notices. She said it's very much ready aim on most of these programs, and it has a human cost. She said it's a human cost that cannot be tolerated. I will take a win anywhere I can get it, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold please. Oh, this is just, oh, I'm sorry. We're ending on a bad news note. Forbes says the Canada-U.S. tourism continues to plummet because everyone hates us.
That's going
to
suck.
Nobody likes us. They want us to go eat worms.
That's going to suck for like Palm Springs and Arizona and Florida this winter.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, tomorrow, big show. Glenn Kirshner and then Andrew Johnson and Andrew,
Young.
Sorry, Young, and Frangela all in the same hour. I don't like the new Lady Matlock. See you tomorrow.
Madison, students, government, lakes, and WMDX.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, I dive into the controversy over Stephen A. Smith's commentary about Jasmine Crockett. Can a sports commentator turn into a politician? I think not.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Massive job cuts reported at Nestle. 16,000 people globally. Nestle's saying the world is changing. Like other food makers, it's dealing with rising commodity costs and the negative impact of tariffs. Americans are worried about the federal shutdown, with an AP poll today blaming all sides equally, Democrats, Republicans, and the president. Senate leader John Thune says he has offered Democrats a vote on extending health subsidies, but only when the government reopens. How much more are you paying for power? The Energy Information Administration says prices are expected to climb an average of 4% in coming months, mostly because of AI data centers, says ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
According to a report from Bloomberg, electricity now costs 267% more in a month than it did 5 years ago in areas that are located near significant data center activity.
Heating oil and gas may become cheaper this winter. This is ABC News.